Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 1, A Look at Spiritual Development. This part of this series is based on Reggie McNeil's book, Get a Life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. What is your motivation? Let's read our text. Matthew 11, beginning with verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In this passage, Jesus uses three words to call us to himself. He invites us to come, to take, and to learn. Those terms provide an understanding of God's call in our lives. The Pharisees called the people to follow rules and regulations. Knowing God became more of an obligation than a hunger and thirst. They went to the temple or the synagogue because it was a habit. Worship wasn't something they desired. It was something they did to get God's blessing. Well, let me ask you, have you gotten that way in your faith? Jesus spoke to people who had lost their longing for God. They knew they needed him, but he seemed far away and too difficult to follow. The Lord's words in our text present two pictures for us to focus on. The first image is of a ship loaded with cargo, heavy laden. Jesus was talking to a group of people with heavy burdens. They were overwhelmed with more than they could carry. Failed relationships, illness, financial pressure, religious legalism, and the ship was about to sink. It's no different today. The second image is of an ox yoke for plowing. Labor. The yoke was used to pull a plow or a cart placed on the work animal's neck. The term yoke was also used to describe a rabbi's discipleship where his students would embrace his teachings. Jesus seemed to address the false teaching of the Pharisees and the struggles of life for those who pursued God's blessing. It was these word pictures that Jesus placed in the minds of his listeners. He then proclaimed three terms that describe how God wants to transform your life. He doesn't just plan to make your life better. He wants to transform it. First, following Jesus is about receiving the invitation. Verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You must receive the invitation that Jesus offers. It's described this way in John chapter 1 and verse 12. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. God commands us to come to Christ, and yet he respects our ability to choose. He doesn't automatically make us a follower. He doesn't force us to be born again. Rather, he extends an invitation. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Revelation 22, 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. It's an invitation to stop trying to gain salvation by good works. It's an invitation to quit trying to be so good that that God will love you. We're all sinners and disqualified from God's love. No amount of labor, no amount of work will ever make a sinful heart good enough to enter heaven. We need to quit trying and receive Christ's invitation. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Second, following Jesus is embracing the position. Verses 29 and 30. "Take my yoke on you, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We're called to take the yoke of Christ. You've heard this verse before, but imagine what it might have been like if you were hearing Jesus give this message for the first time. You're burdened. You're stressed out. You're carrying more than you can bear. And Jesus says, "I can tell you how to get relief from all this. What you need to do is take." If you were hearing this teaching for the first time, and Jesus just acknowledged how the burdens of life are weighing you down, you would have been stunned by the words, "Take my yoke." You would have said, "What?" Gasps would have been heard from the crowd. "Take his yoke? I'm already overwhelmed, and he's telling me to add something else to my life." There's a paradox. The yoke is an instrument of service, but it's also an instrument of submission. It's put on an animal so that it can do the work as it submits to the leadership of the master. Jesus is saying, if you're overwhelmed because you're working too hard and your schedule is too busy, then I have more work for you to do. Wait a minute. How can doing more work relieve your burden? Now look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. "To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." Taking Christ's yoke is allowing his power to work in and through you. By his grace, by his faith, you can do more than you thought possible. He wants you to do his work with his power for his glory. The yoke is an instrument of service. It's not rest through the absence of work. It's the willingness to embrace what God has called you to do. The yoke is also an instrument of submission. It's not saying how and when you'll serve. It's allowing God to use you for his glory with no conditions. Jesus said, "Take my yoke." When we place ourselves in this position of humility, we move into a position of receiving God's blessing. You will never experience the blessings until you're willing to do it God's way. And then third, following Jesus is about continuing the education. Verse 29, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." Jesus said we must learn from him. You may have spent most of your life in church and not even scratched the surface of what he wants to teach you. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul wrote half the New Testament. Toward the end of his life, he said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, the Apostle Peter described growing in Christ. "Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Does this describe you? Are you growing in Christ? Are you adding to your faith? Following Jesus is a new experience. it should be something that motivates you to learn on a regular basis. If you take the yoke of Christ and place it on you, he will take you higher in ministry than you've ever dreamed possible. He will teach you things you never imagined you could learn. You must choose to come, to take, and to learn. You have a great day.